On this week's Inside the Huddle, Iona's coach Tobin Anderson shares his two-count philosophy for offense and how perception and decision-making impact what happens within the half-court offense. Usually within these offenses, you're trying to keep a pace. Yep. And that's typically achieved by individual guys making timely decisions when they catch the basketball. Yep. NBA, some of them do 0.5. When a guy catches the ball for you all, what do you want him thinking and doing?
We tell them that the first two counts, 1,000, 1,002, are theirs. So when they catch the ball, it's shot ready. And if you're open, we're going to shoot the ball in range and rhythm. The ball's been swung. All the things, you know, the paint touch, the inside out, we've shared the ball. So if it's the first two counts are yours, if you're shot ready, we're going to shoot the ball or drive a closeout or penetrate off a cut, something like that. So those are the first two. After that, you're looking for the action. You're looking for the post. You're looking for a guy coming off a flare screen. You're looking for maybe a ball screen. You're looking for some action after that. And so we don't want the ball to move. We like the ball to move fast early in the possession. I like to cut on the floor. We actually call it fastball, where it's like, let's go side to side as quick as we can. But I don't want the ball to move just for the sake of moving. I want to make sure that we can see what's going on. So the two count rule helps a lot. Is just like, you know, 1,000, 1,002. Let's look, see what's happening, see what's going on with your teammates. You know, if a guy's come off a flare screen and I just swing the ball too quickly, we're not going to get the guy open because he's making his read coming off that screen. A guy's got to take a time and read his screen, read his man. So if I swing it too fast, we're not seeing the action. So it's important that we see the action. So that two count, you know, if we set a screen, want to hold a screen for a two count. Want to post up, hold the, you know, you're going to post up for 1,000, 1,002, then someplace new. Just to be a little bit in sync as far as how we're playing, how we're moving. And now, obviously, there's times we had an All-American center and we'd say two count in the post. And sometimes he'd stay for three or four. And we're like, it's fine. You can stay as long as you want to. And there depends on who you are, you know. And we want the ball to move fast. Like if the ball swung and there's a guy open for a three, we call it one more, you know, one more shooting. So it's like, if that guy's open, he's saying one more. Well, of course, the ball's going to swing quickly then. So it's a matter of the guys have to become good basketball players. They have to have a high basketball IQ. You can't play motion and not understand how the game's being played. So, you know, it's not always going to be the same. You know, sometimes it's two counts. Sometimes the ball gets swung quickly. But we want to make sure we see the action and see what's happening.
Well, you mentioned the screening. How do guys know what kind of screen to use within the action?
Well, a lot of it's based on where you're at in the court, right? The guy close to the middle of the floor a lot of times should be the screener. Like if we're tight, we're going to set back screens. So if we're tight, we're going to set some back screens, whether you're a guard or a big guy. If we're wide, we love setting flares. Ball screens are going to be set by we'll set a bunch of ball screens. A lot of times it's our big guys, but we'll also go guard to guard and ghost and play off that. But you know, it's gotta give a visual and a verbal. The visual is a fist in the air. The verbal is talking about what the screen's going to be. You know, just telling the guy, I'm going to screen for you, Tony. Hey, Tony, flare. Guy talking early. The old early, loud, and often. You talk about on defense, the same thing on offense. I think actually you should talk more on offense than you do on defense as far as calling out what you're doing, your cuts, your reads. And we do set a lot of screens. We want to cut. And cutting is a big part of what we do. So we actually – The ratio should be about 3-1 on cuts to screen. So we'll still screen, but we like to cut and move and then screen. And the screens become more effective the more you cut. So, you know, but the same thing, it's got to be a feel for it. Like we'll watch today, like we want our bigs when they're wide to set flare screens. They should be flaring all the time. Our guards, I love our guards when they cut through, they should look to back screen. You know, a simple rule is once you're a cutter, you should be a screener. And once you're a screener, you should be a cutter. Just a kind of those are rules we talk about. Like, hey, once I come through on a cut, I make a basket cut, I should be looking to screen instead of using a back screen if it's, you know, if it's happening in the flow of the offense.
If you're interested in more in-depth X's and O's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to my Quick Timeout newsletter. In each Sunday's newsletter, you'll get small-sided game ideas, play of the week, and expert coaching interviews with college, NBA, and professional coaches from around the world. Click the link in the show notes to sign up today for a Quick Timeout newsletter.